Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
will cease.
And God will return the joy that you once knew. So I want you to be encouraged on this morning. And may God bless you, you, and you. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so now we're going to go into our opening prayer. And each time that we approach this podium, we fail not to reverence, hallelujah, to acknowledge our rabbi, our soon coming Messiah. His identity is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And he's not in a Roman grave, but God is sitting in his holy of holies. He's not sitting on the left. He's not sitting in the middle. He's not sitting in the rear. But he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So, hallelujah, I want you to bow your beautiful heads right now. I want you to bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip, your digital devices, your smartphone, your iPhone, your tablets. Bring them aboard. Bring your juice, your latte, your OG. Bring your breakfast. Bring it aboard. And just allow me to minister the divine word of God unto your heart and your spirit as God give it unto me. So right now, I'm asking you to bow your heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, you said that when you went away that you've gone to prepare a place for us. But your return, God, you would receive us unto yourself. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue mounting up with wings of an eagle. We will continue moving upward and onward. We will continue in your will and in your way, God. We will continue mounting up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, God, traveling through this barren land. Asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a living word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every individual that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God, his people, say amen and amen. All right. So I want you just to come aboard. I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer-elect Janice Ward. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go right now on in to the Word of God. Without any further ado, we're going to take you to a live praise and worship church experience. This is not a pre-recording, but this is live. Hallelujah. This is a live virtual church setting. Hallelujah. Where the feast of the Lord is going on. And I welcome each and every one. I want to welcome my first-time listeners, my guests, friends, kinship family, Kingdom Congregational Church Assembly. I want to welcome each and every one under the sound of my vocal cord. You're welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so now we're going to read our first key scripture, hallelujah, and it's coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. And it reads this, says that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And that scripture reading, once again, is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. All right, we're going to go on now to our second key scripture, and it reads this. It's coming out of the law of Second Peter 1 and 3. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going into the law of Psalms. Hallelujah, 119 and 46, and it reads this. I will speak of your testimony also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're going to read from the law of John. Hallelujah. Of John, 1 John 3 and 11 through 20. Whosoever sees his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? All right. So now you have it. Our sermon on this morning entitled Spiritual Deafness Revives. I'm going to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning, tonight, elsewhere in the world, today, elsewhere in the world, is spiritual deafness revives. And we're talking about, hallelujah, how some people suffer from strange hearing disorder. They can hear sounds, but they can't understand words. They have no trouble hearing a bird sing or watch tick, but words are as unintelligible as if they were a foreign language. The source of the problem is not in the ears. It stems from an injury to the brain. We know that there is also a spiritual deafness that affects many people because of a sinful heart. Those without faith in Christ can read the Bible and hear the teaching of God's word, but its spiritual message is foolishness to them. And that was coming out of one of our key scriptures, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. That explained why some people appreciate the Bible as literature, as reliable history, now the source of high moral standards. But they fail to understand its spiritual message. They don't grasp the significant of what it says about Christ, his death on the cross for our sins, his resurrection, his ministry of intercession for you and us in heaven today. These truths make no sense to them. But as you read the Bible, do you hear what it says? If not, I would encourage you to ask the Lord to open up your understanding to what it says about Jesus. I would encourage you to put your trust in him as your personal Savior and experience a spiritual birth. That's the cure for spiritual deafness. We cannot understand God's truth until we understand the Lord. It's when our heart is at home to him, we understand his word. The key to understanding the written word is knowing the living word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that we have people that read the Bible every day. Some read it on occasions. Some read it yearly. But do you understand what the word of God is saying to you and I and us? The Bible says that his divine power has given you and I and us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah. I want to share a couple of testimonies. A number of years ago, an individual was in the library of a prestigious university. And there were some small cubicles that were set aside for study. And there was, hallelujah, a young man that was surrounded by the wisdom of the ages, yet immersed in childish trivia. We know that there is nothing wrong with comic books, and all of us need occasionally respect from study. But some of us never get beyond trivial pursuit, as books and magazines and other media are the preoccupation and primary influence in yours and mine and our lives. How foolish we have in our hands the word of life, the book that tells you and I and us how to know God and live abundantly. We find out that the greatest cause for our neglect of the Bible is not lack time, but lack of heart. Someone else's word is taking the place of the word of Christ. There are many good books and magazines to read, but you and I and us, we must not neglect the mystery of God's grace and love that are written on every page of the Bible. That's where you and I and us, hallelujah, can find everything we need for life and godliness. Hallelujah. Ask God to give you a desire for his word and a hunger to taste his goodness every day. How rich the truth within God's word. What gems beyond compare. By faith we can discover them when study joins with prayer. It is an awesome responsibility to own a Bible. You know, there is many countries that forbid their communities to have a Bible. But we are one of the fortunate ones that we can have a Bible, but yet we refuse to read it or obey its contents. So God tell you and I and us that the Bible, hallelujah, pertains all good things of life and godliness. God wants us to not just read the Bible when it's convenient, but read the Bible to interpret God's wisdom and God's commandment for you and I in our everyday lives. Hallelujah. You know, many hotels in countries around the world have a Bible in each room. You just open a drawer and you'll find it. I read where a guest, hallelujah, was surprised to see an open Bible placed promptly on a table in the lobby. Hallelujah. And as they reached their room, instead of the Bible being in a drawer, it was lying open on the desk. Hallelujah. Guess is that the owner decided to draw people's attention to the presence of God and his word as they traveled. But you know, often alone and sometime in great need, this causes us, or it should cause you and I and us, to ponder mine's and yours and our own response to the scripture. Is the Bible open in my heart for people to see? Do my actions give evidence that I am meditating on God's word? In the epistle of Psalms 119 is filled with praise for the wonders of God's word, along with the writer's promise to live by it and share it with others. I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts, he writes. I will speak of your testimony also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Hallelujah. We know that since every life is an open book, let's seek to demonstrate the love and power of God's word, the Bible, for everyone to see. Hallelujah. We know that God's word, hallelujah, is a lamp unto my feet. And we, God want us to read his word. And then I not only read his word, but to minister his word. Those of us that are ministers, clergymen, missionaries, are to read God's word. And not only read God's word, but to seek God's face. Because when we seek God's face, that give us power. When we fast and pray, that give us power to subdue the evilness. The demonic spirits that can arise in our heart and in our spirit. Because when we don't pray, that allow the enemy to come in. And the enemy, unless it's him, because God is a jealous God. God do not want us to put our private lives, our jobs, our husbands, our wives, our kids, our infants, our niece, our nephew, our grandchildren, our grandparents before him. Because God gave us whatever we have. If it's our husband, our wives, God gave you your husband, God gave you your wife. God gave you your grandchildren to enjoy. God gave you your grandbaby to enjoy. God gave you your grandparents to enjoy, him or her. But God do not want us to get so overthused in family matters that we forget about him. God gave us 66 books. From its beginning, Genesis, to its conclusion, Revelation. And we should read God's word and live it out. Live out the spiritual life we call holiness. God said, without holiness, no man shall see God. We have to live holy. There's no way around it. There's no way through it. There's no way over it. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we cannot take away anything from the word of God, nor add to the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. You know, hallelujah, there were some individuals that was traveling in a rented van, and they was halfway to their destination. Their van became damaged when it hit a huge hole in the road. There was also other automobiles that was disabled as well. And it was a chaotic scene. And while the individuals were sorting out things with the police officer, hallelujah, they offered to drop them off at a nearby McDonald's. When they got there, they sat in the booth to await word about getting the van fixed. Because of their dedication to God and serving others, they didn't have much money. But they had called their friends to let them know about the difficulty. But there wasn't much that their friends could do, but for the exception of praying, trusting God that he would watch over them. And them and their children sat in the booth. God sent a man over with a huge bag of burgers and fries. He related to the people that God had told him to give them some food. He explained as he delivered supper for the hungry family. So that speak volume to that man. He listened to the word of God. He listened to the voice of God when God spoke to him and spoke to his spirit and told him to feed that hungry family. Hallelujah. How many times have we seen God send help on the way? But on the flip side, how many times have you and I and us felt the urge to help someone but balked at the notion? I want you to know that we are God's hands on earth. created both to receive and help and to give it. I want to ask you a question on this morning. Do you know someone who needs help? If so, alert them. Let them know that help is on the way. Jesus taught when he lived on this earth how to show love to the lost. So God don't want you and I and us to be afraid to give a kind touch, no matter how much it might cost. We know that a helping hand can lighten another's burdens. So God said that whosoever sees his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law, 1 John 3:17. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank God for giving us a Bible that we can freely open and read at our discretion. We can either even take the Bible to our workplace, to our schools, to our universities, some of our universities, some of our classrooms. And if it ever was a time to open up the Bible to let the hungry-hearted know that God lives and he reigns and that God loves them, the time is now. God said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Timothy 3:16. We know that in every era, there has been a spirit of the age that challenged you and I and us, our acceptance of the scripture. The temptation is to remove or alter those portions that seem old-fashioned. Whether it's the doctrine of hell or God's view on sexual behaviors, we find out that many feel pressure to reject parts of the Bible. Inevitably, some truth will be offensive in every day and age. Centuries ago, a Jewish king was handed a scroll with a message from God. But we're told as the documents was read aloud, the king took offense. And with a small knife, he cut out portions of the scroll and threw it into the fire. Eventually, the entire text was thrown into the flame. But yet the king and his servant who had heard the word of God were not afraid. In the law of Jeremiah 36:24, in the end, the king lost his kingdom because of his disobedient. How many of us has been disobedient and has lost our blessings that God had in store for you and I and us because of our disobedience, because we failed to preach the divine word of truth, because we're so afraid that people are going to walk out to church because if you tell them it's sin, because if you tell them it's holiness or hell, you're afraid that they won't give in the offering plate. You're scared that they'll remove their membership elsewhere. You're afraid that they won't give an offering. But the very people that are attending your church right now didn't come by coincidence, but they was designed and ordered by God. And as many that exit the door that do not want to hear the truth, God will send people that are craving for the word of God in its entirety and in its truth. So don't be ashamed to preach the divine word of God to those that will listen. You know, on judgment day, you will be given account of the deeds that has been done in this old mortal body. May they be good or not so good. You will stand before the judgment seat of God and give account of withholding God's truth from the seeker and the hearer. When you told God that you wanted to be a workman in God's vineyard, you sworn on this holy Bible that you would teach and preach God's word as God has instructed you and I to do. So if you fail to do that, you will be charged by God on the reason of your reason why you did not carry out God's word as he has instructed, as he has laid out in these 66 books. When we selectively edit the Bible to suit our own fancy or neglect this teaching, we show that we do not fear God rather than submit to what he says. We exalt our own infinite reason of fallible conscience about the inspired text. When you're tempted to overlook or ignore a portion of the Word of God, just remember that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That scripture reading, once again, is coming out of the law, 2 Timothy 3:16. It tells you and I and us all we need to know to live a life that pleases him. We know that in a changing world, you can trust an unchanging word. In ending, I hope and I pray I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions that you would want the Oldship of Zion go down and prone your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. This program has been Block Talk Radio. This has been the producers of this program, the Oldship of Zion. Your host and moderators, Overseer-elect Janice Ward. Send all your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California, 95020. Until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people-friendly. Hallelujah. You're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to open now the, we call it our dial-up prayer request line. We're going to open the lines, those of you that desire prayer, that you would want the old ship of Zion to touch and agree on a prayer petition that you have placed at the feet of God. May it be owning your own business, buying a new car, buying that new home, wanting to be pregnated with a new baby, wanting to get married, wanting more money in your bank account, in your saving account. Whatever your prayer petition might be, you can call in right now. The lines are open. Call in, and yours truly will be standing by to touch and agree in faith that God will bring your prayer petition to fruition. I'm going to give you a few more minutes to see if there be anyone that need prayer. And if not, we're going to take you on over to the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. This is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So now we're going to take you right now on over into the second phase of this program, and that is Hymns of Zion. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God, my sister and my brother, and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. Our sermon on this morning has been Spiritual Deafness Revised. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Contemporary gospel music today. You are listening to a genre of music that was pioneered by the Rance Allen Group. They were the first traditional gospel group to incorporate soul, jazz, and rock into their music. The Rance Allen Group is considered to be the pioneers of the contemporary Christian movement, popularized in the late 1970s. They began their ministry at Sax Records in 1971 when Rance and his two brothers, Tom and Port, on the Gospel Truth label. They boldly used uplifting Christian lyrics mixed with current R&B grooves to prove that glorifying God through music was gospel artists traded in their vocal talent honed in church to entertain and profit in the secular recording market. Some of their well-known hits include Miracle Worker, Make Me Wanna Dance, and the smash hit, Something About the Name Jesus. Their unique blend touched the ears and hearts of audiences worldwide, and their distinct sound has captivated the nation. Their popularity has led to performances at the famed Apollo Theater, BET's Celebration of Gospel, and the Arsenio Hall Show, just to name a few. The Rand Allen Group has truly been anointed by God to sing, teach, and preach the gospel for more than 40 years. They have been nominated for and have received numerous awards, including being inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Please make some crazy noise for the legendary Rand Allen Group!
Yeah. Thank you. prison where your angel was watching over you. I want you to come in now and tell the people about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was driving in my car, and I got sleepy. So I rolled my window down, but I was still sleepy, y'all. Yes, I was. So I turned my radio on, turned it up as loud as it would go. And I heard a voice. I heard my brother's voice. His voice came through that radio. It wasn't a CD, but it was the voice of an angel. This voice.
Thank you.
want you to do something right quick, and I'm going to leave it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, in my life, I've been up and I've been down. But say, in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my situation, look at him real good and say, in spite of what I'm going through,